This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 988 or 911. The holidays can be a season of great joy, excitement, and togetherness. But when you've experienced a loss of some kind, the holidays seem to just magnify feelings of sadness and loneliness. In this podcast, I want to share with you just a few brief ways you can approach the holidays this year with a sense of hope rather than dread. First, I want to point out that while grief is universal, meaning we all experience it or will experience it, it is also a unique process for each person. There's not a playbook for grief. There really is no right or wrong way to grieve. And it really is okay and completely normal to feel strong emotions this time of the year. Though the temptation can be to try to avoid emotions, I want to encourage you to find ways to engage with your grief rather than avoid it. Maybe try journaling at the end of the day, or setting aside a specific time to allow yourself to feel all the emotions, or share with a friend about how you are feeling. Give yourself permission and time to feel the emotions that grief brings. But don't feel guilty if you find yourself enjoying the holidays or even laughing at Buddy the Elf. Emotions can coexist with one another. We can feel joy and sorrow together. I also want to encourage you to give yourself permission for things to look different this year. Traditions are so important, and they bring a sense of comfort and security. But after a loss, they are sometimes the thing that needs to change. So an important question to ask yourself is, how do I honor my traditions while also allowing them to change if they need to? Or what value was at the heart of my tradition? Was it togetherness with family or generosity? And how can I keep that value, even if the tradition itself needs to change? You can consider ways to remember and honor your loved one this holiday season. Maybe make their favorite dish or treat, volunteer, or make a donation in their honor. You could consider making a holiday craft or an ornament that reminds you of the person. You could even hang their stocking and have everyone write their favorite memories of the loved one and place it inside the stocking. Doing these things doesn't mean the sadness is gone, but it helps to add in gratitude and meaning alongside your grief. Consider developing a holiday coping plan. This is a personal plan to help you navigate potentially difficult situations or events during the season. This could look like driving separate to an event that you might need to leave early from, giving yourself permission to say no to some things, or even planning to take a break or go for a walk if an event becomes too difficult or emotional for you. Lastly, if you are grieving this holiday season, please remember to be gentle with yourself and please reach out for support. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now, not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, and someone to listen. Let me encourage you to reach out to your chaplain. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.